We'll pigtail our way to the January 17th, 2014 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. Smartphones, commonly known as iPhones and Android phones, have spawned an enormous industry in the production of applications, i.e. apps. One ham involved in creating the so-called pigtail app for controlling one's ham station is Nicholas Garner, N3WG, who spoke at the 2013 Dayton Hamvention.
I asked a little bit ago who was familiar with pigtail. Just a quick overview. Pigtail is a wireless device that allows you to control radios from phones, basically. And I created it. What I wanted to do today was talk about how I went from idea to working thing and some of the mistakes I made along the way. And then we're going to talk about how to do it yourself. So who am I? Back in 2009, I bought an iPhone 3G. I was doing a lot of backpacking and I had a KX1. I really needed a logger. And so I started working on one. I bought this book, iPhone Development, Exploring the iPhone SDK. I've been programming for quite a while, just for fun though, not professionally. And I released Hamlog version 1.0 in 2009. This is in the various app stores out there, and it keeps growing. So then in 2010, I couldn't do any more backpacking. The radio got hurt a little bit, but I still had time to work on the code, so I kept working on it. And then in 2011, a group of guys, the expedition crew that goes to the Caribbean, buddies in the Caribbean, they took Hamlog on iPad to do their logging. And when they came back, I said, how'd it go? And they said, yeah, it worked, but every time we changed frequency or mode, we had to type that in. It needs to be done automatically. So I said to myself, how hard can it be? And then quite a while later, I had something actually working. So now we'll talk about how I went from that comment to an actual working product. Who's familiar with MFI? MFI is made for iPod. It's an Apple program that allows you to get licensed to make hardware. So if you have an iPhone, an older iPhone, and you look at the bottom of it, it has that 30-pin connector. You can make hardware to plug into that. And there's actually a UART down there to send serial data. So I said to myself, how about I make a cable that connects this to that? So I got licensed. I got a lawyer. As we'll see in just a moment, it was a waste of time. I just wanted to touch on MFI because it's kind of key to these next few slides you're going to talk or going to see. I have an iPhone on the left and an Android device on the right. And if we look at the different interfaces available, we have audio up there, so if we wanted to do some AFSK, we could. We have Wi-Fi on both of them. That's pretty ubiquitous. Then we have Bluetooth down there, and you'll notice that it's red on the left and green on the right. This goes back to that MFI thing. If you want to make a Bluetooth serial type device for iOS, you need to be MFI licensed in order to do the Bluetooth serial port profile stuff. There's some caveats with Bluetooth low energy now, but those didn't exist back when I was doing this. I could then see that Wi-Fi would be my best choice in this scenario, but I didn't do that. So on the bottom, with Android 3.2, we have USB host, where we can plug in an actual USB serial adapter. And then we have the 30-pin or lightning connector now. So this was Pigtail version 0. What I basically wanted to do was verify that I could control a radio over, in this scenario, was Bluetooth. So that little red board there on the breadboard is a Bluetooth to serial proxy, basically. And I made a video of this. It's actually pretty funny. So from the computer, I was sending commands into, there's a PIC microcontroller there. Just below that is a mechanical relay. So I was sending commands to the PIC, and it was actually flapping that relay, so you could hear it clicking very loudly when it was sending the CW. And then there's just a level shifter up here for the RS-232 stuff. So this was just a proof of concept. Can I actually control the radio over Bluetooth? And this worked with Android as well, but I wanted to get it on iOS. So this is version 0.01. This board you see on the screen is a development kit from Microchip. If you are MFI licensed, then you can buy this board from them. In the middle, the main CPU there is a PIC24, and then they have these daughter card is a pigtail, as they call it, and it has that 30-pin connector. So my initial goal was to make that wired cable. Basically, you'd have a 30-pin connector coming out to a 9-pin serial connector, and then all the logic would be done within that 30-pin connector's housing. There would have to be a microchip PIC, there would have to be a level shifter, and then some various passive components to actually interface with the iPhone. So I got that working, and I actually made it. I didn't actually make these boards, but I did design it. And then I asked myself, why should I cable it? So that was a big waste of time. And then I found this product from Roving Networks. They were Roving Networks at the time. They got bought by Microchip. They have this RN42 module. And if you look at this picture, the Bluetooth module on the little red board is that RN42. But what they did was they made this one RN42 parentheses MFI. They handle all of the protocol to communicate with the particular components that are required to actually authenticate as an authorized iOS accessory. I went and talked to these guys, and I said, hey, the RN42, it does MFI. I can do Bluetooth serial to iOS devices. I'd like to get a development kit and play with it. And it's like $700. And they said, yeah, that'd be great, but don't. We don't want you to do that. They talked me out of it. They said, what you should really do is look at the RN171.
You're listening to a Techno Talk by Nicholas Garner, N3WG, talking about controlling one's ham station via iPhone or Android phone. We'll conclude this excerpt from his 2013 Hamvention presentation in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available 24/7 from therainreport.com.
You are listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
What this little device is, the RN171, it creates an access point. It starts a listener, a TCP listener. It is a server. You connect to that, and any data that's received gets spit out the UART and vice versa, which is exactly what I wanted to do. I didn't want to have any rig specifics in this little device. All I wanted to do was figure out a way to get the cat command into the radio. So this is my bridge from the air to the wire. And it's surface mount, so I wanted to make it a kit. The original version was a kit, but it wasn't surface mount. They sell this thing, which is perfect. It's got two, I think it's 10-pin headers on it, and it's the same footprint as the XP, and actually the same pinout. They can be interchangeable. So you could create a PCB that just has those two headers on it and buy these things off the shelf from them and stick them in there and get the same functionality. You still have to handle the voltage shift to RS-232, but it's an amazing little device, and you got to write a bunch of code. Then radio completely stopped. For anyone who doesn't know or is familiar with the emails I sent about the company, I don't do it full time, so it's all evening time. So when the kids go to bed at 9, I work until about 12 or 1. Then I go to bed and go to my real job and keep doing it. I say this to my wife often. All right. Do it yourself. So this is the thing that I make. This is a vendor-neutral talk, though. So if you want to do it yourself, what you're going to need is some method of interface. The Piglet is basically the Roving Networks thing, and it's a little bit more radio-friendly with power poles. Roving Networks sells this RN340, which is a very small device. It has the serial port on one side, and off the back can be an antenna connection or a little wire hanging off of it. But the power connection is not as friendly. They do sell a barrel connector to USB, so you can run it off your computer if you wanted to, or a USB outlet adapter. And then this final thing here is the Red Park serial cable. Now, when I was working on the wired version of this, the very first version, I had seen this Red Park serial cable, and they sell this as an adapter to do any type of serial communications. And they also offer an SDK for it. The caveat there is, though, you cannot publish an application in the iOS App Store that uses that product. So you can use it for fun. You can make your own stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to include it in here. So I had seen this product, and I said, well, I know it can be done. Let me see what I can do. So that's why I went and got MFI. So that is an actual MFI product. You just can't write an app that talks to it and actually distribute it. So that's another possibility. And now we're going to get into application development, what actual tools you need on your computer to actually do it. Who does apps in here? Anybody write apps? A few people? I'm not going to talk about the playbook, and I'm not going to talk about Windows Phone. I did do apps for both of these, and it was a pretty big waste of time. And I'm not going to talk about jailbreaking or how programming languages actually work. So for iOS, if you want to write an app, you're going to need Xcode. And this runs on Mac. You can't do any of this on Windows. Xcode is available from Apple. You need an account with Apple. This link here, developer.apple.com, has a lot of information, all the reference guides for their SDKs and whatnot. The simulator, so if you don't happen to have an iPad or an iPhone, then the simulator in there will do it. They say you're not allowed to distribute an app. You haven't tested it on real hardware, but I don't think they really know. And the language is Objective-C. It's what they call a strict superset of C. So you can actually do C code. You can mix them, and it works great. This PPI, I thought was kind of funny. It stands for Productivity Products International. They created Objective-C back in the 80s. Like I said, you're going to need a developer account. You can go there and get it. If you want to sell or even give away a free app, you're going to have to pay them yearly. I believe it's $100 still, right? And they're going to take a chunk off the top if you do sell it. It's around 30%. Annoyances I have listed down here. You're going to need a Mac. I don't know if that's an annoyance for some people. And certificates. So you have to sign code as you distribute it. It's annoying to me because sometimes it gets messed up. It can lead to a few hours of frustration as you get those things worked out. As time goes on, you release an app and then you don't touch it for a year and you come back and certificates don't want to work for you.
This has been another Techno Talk from the 2013 Dayton Hamvention, this one given by Nicholas Garner, N3WG, whose Pigtail is one of the apps now available on the iPhone and Android for controlling one's ham station. The proceeding is not to be construed as an endorsement for this product. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2014 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.